ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, Dutz here. We realized after recording this episode that the recipe that we were following from cosmopolitan.com might have been a misprint. As printed, it calls for 5 ounces of Empress gin in this drink, which did seem like a lot. And we're seeing recipes online that call for less. It seems like Cosmo might have meant 1.5 ounces. But anyway, enjoy us drinking the very strong version of a very interesting drink. Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Yo-ho!
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, Swifty Stylies?
Ooh.
His, bitch.
Ooh,
it's Swifty, bitch.
Reputation is on the line tonight.
Ooh, look what you made
her
me
Her drink
do.
Reputation is on the line.
Yes, her drink reputation.
Does she have what it takes?
I don't know if she's my favorite bartender.
I think she's my fave.
Yeah, and we're your hosts, the band The Sloppy Boys.
Like the type of band that would have like a hit single like Gardens of Gomorrah streaming on Spotify?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It would sound a little something like...
Gotten a lot of in-person congrats on that song. And people saying it is a very cool song. It's very memorable. Like the hook is working. And a lot of people being like, this is not what I expected out of a Sloppy Boys sound.
We thought you were going to suck ass again.
Yeah.
Oh. What the fuck? Don't say that to me.
Wait, guess what? We got 3 albums out now. We fucking learned how to do it.
You say that to me? Here? Now?
Oh. Yikes.
That was a good run. The whale.
The whale. We'll have a new good run on this show. See, I'm trying to rehash old stuff. We'll do some good stuff soon.
They love the old stuff.
I'm coming
stuff.
In
they
with love, fresh stuff.
They love prescriptions. They love
Haven't said prescriptions in a long time. Nasty Man's good.
Yeah, sure. But that's the past.
Yeah. The future is... Ooh, that'd be cool. Make that your ringtone, folks.
Yeah, do something with that.
Make it your MIDI.
Make that your ring tone.
Make that your ring, T.
Yeah, I will after I get my prescriptions. I've fallen off that show.
You fell off Sopranos?
I just haven't. Not that I dislike it. I just haven't gone back to it in a while.
Where'd you leave off? You were doing so good.
Season 5, I think.
We were so proud of you.
Mike, you missed your moment. There was a cultural moment of pandemic rewatches. Now, you can't do it. The culture has already been influenced. We're living in a Bupkis world now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, you go back, you finish it, people say, so what?
So what? No, because I'll catch people who are watching it again for the 3rd, 4th time.
Oh, yeah.
People are always rewatching. Hmm. Also, I don't do what culture's doing. I think that's very clear with the way I dress, what I talk about.
What are you talking about? You always, boil up artichokes.
Tim, you joke, but not an hour ago, I finished a artichoke here in the home.
Was it boiled whole?
Steamed.
Steamed. Okay.
Yeah, I put it in a bigger pot, a little thing that kind of what's the it's a turret or tuffet? you put a hot something on, like a hot
turret, tuffet.
No, tuffet. But you know what I'm talking about.
Tumblr. Little Miss with a Muffet. T.
Yes, yes.
It begins with a T.
Them?
Nah, we'll come up with it soon.
Yeah.
Anyway, I put it in there and I steam some water around it. Do it 20 minutes, add more water, flip it. It's fine. It's great.
Mike, when you go keto. Great.
These were humongous artichokes. Huh?
When you go keto, right? Yeah, you're probably thinking like, oh, I'm in this scary wilderness of new foods.
Yeah.
You probably remembered your old friend, the artichoke, and it probably puts you at ease, huh?
You know what I'm thinking? I didn't look it up, but I wonder if that's like carrots where it's like, oh, there is a lot of sugar in this. You can't eat it.
Oh, God.
Hmm. I don't even want to look it up right now. I'm still riding that high, baby, of eating an artichoke.
Yeah. Riding that keto high, baby.
I have been eating less. Go ahead.
That's not good. You got to eat more.
You look in your Zoom screen. We can barely see. You're shrinking away down to the bottom. Yes.
I'm slight. When I'm on the beach now, everyone's like, "Ooh, who's that slight guy?"
Yeah.
I'm slight.
Your thin microphone is covering up your whole body.
Yeah. Somebody hold this rope and tie it around my ankle and stick the other ankle in the, just tie it to something.
I wonder if a Jeff getting jacked by June and Mike doing keto and losing weight, we've probably maintained the total weight of the pod host. just shifting around from coast to coast a little bit.
And Tim, you're the steady fulcrum in the center.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, though, even though I'm not doing anything or trying anything, I bet my weight fluctuated more than either of you. I bet I've gained and lost like 18 pounds while just watching you guys talk about it. I'm like, yep.
You know what's funny? I mean, this is going to be the most obvious statement ever, but when you think about it, it made me go home. When you eat food, you're eating food. Say you eat a pound of meat. Now you just have an extra pound in you. Like it's that one-to-one where it's like, I ate it. It's in me now.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
If I go on the scale, I'm going to be a pound heavier.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Because of the purple chicken.
Mike. when we wrap the podcast tonight, I want to tell you, I want to talk to you off pod and explain. There's a way that after you put food in your body, you wait a little while. There's a way of getting it out.
I've heard about this, but it's not immediate.
No.
It takes some time.
Which sucks.
And it comes out different.
It's but still edible.
Well, let me put it this way. When
it's too nasty.
You've seen Pet Cemetery when they bury the cat in a Native American graveyard and the cat comes back and they're like, our cat's back, but the cat is a little off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You've seen that.
I've had this experience where I'm like, hey, I remember eating that pepperoni pizza. I loved that pepperoni pizza. Then this way, it's just not the same.
Yeah. You know, I don't love it quite the same way that I used to.
I'd argue it's more than a little off.
it's unrecognizable, quite frankly.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks for saying it.
Every property of the thing, smell, taste, shape, weight,
I'm digging through my toilet. What is this? This is not what I wanted. Whoa.
This is all off.
Where's the salmon? Where's the asparagus?
Where's the salmon?
Where's my glorious asparagus? Oh,
there's nothing green or pink in here. Well, if those two colors were combined with almost every other color, yes.
All I can find is the chocolate. Oh.
Of which I ate very little today. What the hell?
This is all wrong. All wrong.
This is the perfect way to kick off the Taylor Swift episode.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're right.
I was saying to you guys before we started recording today, like, this would be great. We'll get a lot of new listeners checking out the podcast.
Perfect.
I'm sure the Yikes. Swifties are pumped.
This is disgusting. And Swifties,
we're basically doing a pump and dump, I guess. You get a lot of listeners and you gross them out with turd talk.
It's disgusting. I'm disgusted. Even if it was just our regular listeners and not scores and scores of Swiftie fans, Swifties are the fans.
Yeah.
Swift is the person.
Yeah. Swiftie fans are the three of us.
Yeah, we're fans of the fans. Anyway, we shouldn't be talking like that for our usual slop heads. That's improper talk, and we apologize.
Nasty.
Well, that's it for turd talk.
It's time for bip, 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 bip. Bip, 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 booze news. Hit it.
Who also
It's news. You won't eat the wrestlers.
Down with the Slopness was sent to us by Teenage Fan Sub from the Sloppy Boys Discord. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com and subscribe to our Patreon if you want to mix it up on the Discord with Teenage Fan Sub.
Now, yes. Nice. Nice job. That was a take on Down with the Sickness by a group called Disturbed?
Yep.
Yeah.
Disturbed.
We've been doing a lot of new metal lately, huh?
Yeah.
We have, and also, yeah, because we talked about Toxicity and then stuff like that. But then also on our Patreon hit show, The Blowout, one time we were talking about our favorite web videos, and we played the supercut of karaoke people trying to go, yeah, and it's such a good YouTube watch.
That's we good. Had a challenge here on the pod, on The Blowout one time. Maybe it wasn't even on The Blowout, where we tried to do that. We used to do more singing challenges.
Yeah, we may have covered them all. We tried to go as low as possible. We tried to go as high as possible.
Was it the Danny Boy challenge on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, that was good.
What was that? We were trying to remember the words to it or something?
Yeah, I challenged you guys to...
to sing.
Because I noticed, it was St. Patrick's Day, and I noticed there's like lots of words and verses to Danny Boy that I didn't know. And I was going to see if you guys, it's in a wordy song, I was going to see if you guys could take turns singing it and see if you could hit it. Mm-hmm. But little did I know that Jeff didn't know the melody of Danny Boy whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
So it kind of turned into, oh, Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy. That's good.
Was it
whoever could sing it like sweeter, like better?
Yeah, who could
be
the
I was
most
just gonna
moving?
See who could give the best vocal performance, and I was gonna be the judge.
That's good. We should keep doing that.
Something I like actually heard there's a movement in Dublin to redo it in the way that I did it.
In Dublin.
Yeah, really. I've heard about that movement in Dublin.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the booze news?
Well, folks, it's the time of year where we are starting to track, we're putting out the feelers. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to start thinking about what will be the drink of the summer, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
Here on this podcast, we like to be out there mixing it up all summer long, meeting the people. Hey, how's it going? I'm Tim. Oh, yeah. You love all my stuff that I do? And, you know, kind of chit-chatting with people, seeing what they're drinking. And then by the end, by like Labor Day weekend, we usually kind of look back and say, oh, the drink of the summer. Was it the Dirty Shirley? Was it the Espresso Martini? Was it the Spaghetti? What's going on? Speaking of which, I've been kind of putting it to the test. Jeff, we were at Caipirinha Bar recently and you ordered a spaghetti, but our server didn't know what it was, so you had to like explain and order all its elements separately. And they did it kindly for you. I was at Little Joy in Echo Park, which recently had the new refurbish and it's fantastic. And I said, hey, do you guys do a spaghetti? And the one bartender I was talking to was like, what's that? And when I started to explain it, a different bartender stepped in and was like, yeah, we do that. It's just called the blank. And I forget. It was like a message in a bottle or there was some other bottle name. But once he said that, she was like, oh, yeah, I'll do that for you. And here what was cool, that the she gave me the bottle of Miller High Life. And you know how usually if you're making yourself a spaghetti, you take a glug first so there's room for Aperol and lemon. She poured me a shot of beer and handed it to me, so I got to sip my little beer while she made the spaghetti for me.
That's good thinking. Good looking out.
But now it's 2023. We are looking for what will be the drink of the summer this summer. And there's an article from Jezebel that a lot of people just sent to me, and they said, here's your cocktail of the summer. The pickle juice martini.
Oh. Hey, we were just talking about those, weren't we? No, we were talking about, you mentioned, Tim, a place that does peppercini martini.
The peppercini martini I saw on the menu at Bad Roman in Columbus Circle in Manhattan. Mike, you had the green mango martini.
Right. Which didn't have any martini stuff in it. But
I keep blanking on the name of that place. What's it called?
Super Bueno.
Super Bueno. So this Jezebel article, it wasn't saying any one particular spot. They said they're like popping. There's one place in Williamsburg, but they're popping up elsewhere. But I feel like we have in general over the last couple years heard about pickle juice drink, or like different takes on the martini, savory martinis, MSG martini and stuff like that. Olive oil martini popping up. And we've been reticent to really think it's going to be the drink of the summer because like a martini isn't really drink of the summer-ish to us. Yet here is another big article saying, yet again, pickle martini. So I simply don't know. But I got to say, the drink of the day we're about to get into is also a contender for drink of the summer because this was like a viral sensation.
Yeah,
so for sure, just because of sheer numbers.
Numbers. The Eras Tour is hitting all the biggest stadiums in the land. So like every all night, 80,000
people. The best
people.
Publicity a drink could ask for.
Yeah. They're getting a lot of word of mouth.
Maybe we do the Pickletini next week.
That could rock. There's a pickle martini at Verdugo in LA over in like, what is that, Glassell Park?
I mean, we all love picklebacks, do we not?
We do.
So here's the thing I think we've discussed.
Okay.
I like a nice solid punch of pickle juice. I don't know if I want to sit there sipping pickle juice.
Well, in these martinis, the thing, though, it's mixed with other things.
You're using it in lieu of the olive brine. I was in Catskill, New York at New York Restaurant, a Polish place with really good food, and they had a pickle martini on the menu and it was perfectly balanced. It was just the way that olive brine is used in a slightly dirty martini.
Okay. But am I going to be able to make a good one with some Vlasic?
You can. I just don't think drink of the summer. I think it'll be a nice evening drink in the fall or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of when you would drink a pickle martini.
I can think of why you would drink it. You have a steak sitting in your stomach.
Oh, and you need to.
Nearly whole.
Nearly nothing.
You swallowed it whole.
Mm-hmm. Nearly.
And you're like, God, I forgot to use that that thin sharp thing next to the fork. Oh, what do I do?
Fork's sharp friend, the knife.
And then you and then you remember, oh, maybe I take this little martini. Xing, boom, sailing down the esophagus.
You know in Goldfinger when James Bond is strapped to the table Goldfinger. The old one.
Yeah.
There's a laser between James Bond's legs and it's working its way up to his
crotch.
Are
you sure you don't mean Itchy and Scratchy?
Itchy and Scratchy inspired this James Bond stunt. But sometimes a nice cold martini will do that to the steak in your stomach as it's toppling down your esophagus. Mm-hmm. Cuts through.
Well, and faster than the James Bond one was like a slow sort of dramatic tension builder. Right. This is
but if we ever make a movie of this, we should do it slow and the throat swallows really slow.
And here's the thing. The steak is sitting there whole, right? And here comes the martini. All these cuts really fast. The steak doesn't even know it's been cut, right?
Yeah.
It sort of like blinks for a second and then the pieces like fall apart. Like in a John Woo movie.
Right, and then a few hours later after digestion... Then Sean Connery looks in the toilet and he's like, there's something different about this steak.
Yeah, because Sean Connery's the lead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my steak is back, but something's changed.
It doesn't have that meaty smell it once had.
Connery, get your nose out of the toilet. Sorry. Okay. What was that? Well, I guess just a call to slopheads, keep your eye out for these pickle martinis. I'm going to try to have all of the martini variations, but I still have this secret hope in the back of my head that the wisdom we gleaned in the spring about bramble rambles and stuff, I think berry liqueurs, kir beers, little drizzlers, and perhaps even into, now that the spaghetti is like pretty much a mainstream drink, I think it's going to be either Miller High Life or Modelo or other clear glass bottle beers that are going to get little drizzlers, and I could see it being creme de cassis.
Ooh. You think creme de cassis is going to be the big name of liqueurs this
Or Chambord.
Or, oh,
like
yeah.
Like a Chambord.
Oh, wait. Is Chambord... Oh, yeah. I meant to say Chambord.
Sweetie.
I meant to say Chambord because people are going to enjoy buying the Chambord bottle.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? Creme de Mure.
Yes.
Creme de Mure.
Yeah, that's a good, Tim. That's a good forecast because, you know, if you want to get the drink of the summer nailed down, you got to start strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep your eye out there.
We also, slopheads who are been listening to the blowout from last year, or from since last year, we will probably do another Song of the Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll do Song of the Summer. We'll also do mix, playlist. Summer playlist.
Ooh, that's good.
Sloppy Boys 23.
Oh, yeah. Playlist. We made a nice Spotify playlist of songs we love so that the slopheads can rock along with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we talked
about it. Tap your foot.
Tap your foot. Tell your friend to boogie down.
Is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
All right.
You guys thinking about getting into the drink of the day, huh?
It would be great.
I thought that might be appropriate.
Lavender haze, you've had?
No.
No.
You've heard?
I've heard.
Yeah, only because of the pod.
Yes.
Yeah, wasn't this that the booze news from last week?
This was last week's booze news, and we said, let's go with it. Let's run with the story. If it bleeds, it leads, babe.
yeah.
So it all starts with a song by Tay Tay. You know, there's the album Midnights came out this past fall, and track one is a song called Lavender Haze. And this phrase, the phrase that pays, you know, I tell you all about it, but why not listen to Taylor herself?
Ooh, nice.
Let's listen to the clip.
Lavender Haze is track one on Midnights. And I happened upon the phrase Lavender Haze when I was watching Mad Men.
Look at you. You're in the lavender haze.
I looked it up because I thought it sounded cool. And it turns out that it's a common phrase used in the 50s where they would just describe being in love. Like, if you were in the lavender haze, then that meant that you were in that all-encompassing love glow. And I thought that was really beautiful.
She's so beautiful and happy. She's a model. And she's from a good family, and she's educated.
What's her name?
Elizabeth. Betty.
Theoretically, when you're in the lavender haze, you'll do anything to stay there and not let people bring you down off of that cloud.
I want to ask her to marry me.
Oh, Dick, that's wonderful.
We live in the era of social media, and if the world finds out that you're in love with somebody, they're going to weigh in on it. Like my relationship for 6 years, we've had to dodge weird rumors, tabloid stuff, and we just ignore it. And so this song is sort of about the act of ignoring that stuff to protect the real stuff.
So wow. Already a little dated because she was talking about her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, who she broke up with more recently.
And they were dating for 6 years?
They certainly were. He was like the London boy in her one song. He's kind of like an actor from
England. Is he a movie star? Oh, he's an actor. Dude. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Then she dated Matty Healy, the 1975 guy. And then there was the whole thing with Ice Spice. And he's kind of a piece of shit.
Oh, geez, but I'm behind.
This drink we're getting at is she's on.
She was dating Taylor a lot.
Oh, boy. Mike, stick to the artichokes, man. I thought she was
Team Edward. I'm Team Edward. As far as I know. Still am.
She's on tour right now. The Eras tour is huge, playing every gigantic. I mean, and in the case of North Jersey, Giant Stadium problem. Is it still called Giant Stadium?
I think it's MetLife Stadium. Yeah, she played here already.
Oh, great.
Fuck my life.
Couple nights.
Corporate shit.
I'm going to see her at SoFi in LA in August. But so as we talked about on Booze News, when you go to the bar to get a drink at the concessions at the Eras tour, there are two Taylor Swift themed drinks. One is Bad Blood Sangria.
Cool.
And the other one is the Lavender Haze Lemonade. And it is become very beloved by fans, saying it looks beautiful and it is delicious. And then it kind of, people were approximating it. They were talking about it on Twitter, and then they were making it on TikTok. And then Cosmo, reached out to Taylor's camp and just flat out got the official recipe. And
You just gotta ask sometimes.
Yeah, they forked it over. And then we read it on Booze News last week and we're like, damn, this shit's fancy. It's got stuff you wouldn't expect a stadium drink to have in it. And then also we were looking at the ingredients just now. This fucker is strong. It's a big drink made for a big $30 stadium cup or something.
Yeah, it's a big stadium glugger.
It's because, so you can drink it the whole night through. When I saw say what's in it, Tim. Go ahead.
Oh, Tim, okay. Also, I heard that this started on social media. Like, this started as a TikTok thing that somebody made inspired by the song, and then Taylor said, hey, I'm going to make it the official thing.
So are you pointing out the fact that I didn't do enough research?
No. I'm supplementing.
Ah, perfect. I didn't know that, but that sounds... I'll do a thing where I sort of skim an article. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Skim. Ooh, what's over here? What's down there? Oh, what's way back up top again? Oh, I don't know. But it's nice, you know, the song Lavender Haze, and then this is, it's got a purple gin in it that makes a nice lavender haze looking thing. So here is the official recipe that makes one cocktail. They point that out because it was just big pours of all this shit.
Yeah.
5 ounces Empress 1908 gin, which gives it its color. 5 ounces of gin. Jesus Christ.
That's a lot.
We're going to be
Dan
drunk.
Dan Swift?
Yeah.
1.5 ounces of Falernum liqueur. Do you guys have?
Got it.
I have.
We bought Falernum for our second episode, right?
That was the first weird ingredient that we had a tough time pronouncing, and we got a kick out of saying Falernum.
And it sucked because our first episode was Tom Collins, nice and easy, and then we were like, let's go straight to the zombie, and then it was the Don the Beachcomber recipe, and we were like, fuck, we have to buy 10 bottles, and it was like $100. I still have that old bottle of Falernum, which is like, it's got a cloviness to it. 1.5 ounces of lemon juice, 3 Thanks. Dashes rhubarb bitters. Jeff, you found Only this for us. Dashes.
Yeah, that's a Fee Brothers, I believe.
Oh, I love Fee Brothers.
And I'll say this, when I was making Tim a little bottle of rhubarb bitters, I caught the smell and it was weirdly nostalgic to me.
Like, interesting.
Oh, I've smelled this before, almost as like a flavor more than anything. I conflate it with like fake strawberry flavor or something. Ooh, like popsicle
because
of
strawberry
flavor.
Strawberry rhubarb pie is the only time I've eaten
strawberry rhubarb pie. Yeah. But ooh, as I smelled it, I thought, man, am I actually a big rhubarb fan?
And?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
You are? Okay.
Yes.
I was not able to finish the recipe, Tim.
Well, I was going to say, I'm a big fan of rhubarb, but I'm not a big fan of rude barbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you might want to say what that is.
I think it's self-explanatory.
Rude
barbers was a nickname for women that didn't like us.
Women that aren't interested in us.
But specifically, we're not the type of guys that are like, hey, you turned down my advances and I'm turning rude. No. We're good. Great kinds of guys, but
good men.
I think the origin of this was the time that we were up at Sapphire in the Valley, now Laurel Tavern, and we stepped in the front door and we immediately, two girls looked at us and then they would turn to each other and one of them goes, let's get out of here. These white guys are so ugly. And we didn't say nothing to them, but later on we said we bumped into a couple of rude barbers. Okay, the final ingredient is elderflower tonic water. Now, I know elderflower as like what Saint Germain liqueur has in it. I've never had elderflower tonic water. Jeff, you found it at Cap and Cork in Los Feliz. Brand.
I found it easily. Like it's that like something tree. I don't have it. Fever tree. That's right.
I love that.
It sounds like some Harry Potter shit to me, but it is out there. A lot of people make elderflower tonic.
Yeah. What is elderflower? Is it just a flower? Old flower.
Yeah, but it's popular with gin. That's why it's always tonic.
Any flower when it gets old enough is an elderflower. Okay, here are the steps here. Add the gin, falernum, and then lemon juice, in that order, to a shaker. Add the bitters and a handful of ice and shake thoroughly for 5 seconds. Pour into a rocks glass. Fill the glass with ice, then top off with tonic. Stir and garnish with a lemon peel after expressing the peel around the rim of your glass.
Okay. I noticed we strain, yeah? We're straining?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It seems like a lot of steps. They're not doing that in a stadium
setting. They're batching it for stadiums.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're doing it the way you would, I guess. What we made something kind of recently that was like, oh, it's a gin sour, and then you top, oh, the bramble. So it's kind of like that, or a lot of highballs. You shake up the you make a little sour, you shake it up, and then you top it off with soda. I didn't see the shaking part, and I was under the impression that this is a stirred drink, but now I'm saying,
yeah, I thought it was going to be a gradient drink.
You've got to shake it off, shake it off.
Interesting,
but I guess it's just purple, just plain purple.
That's a Taylor Swift song I was mentioning there. Go ahead.
Oh,
no, yeah, we know.
So I couldn't get rhubarb bitters. I went to four places. I went to a nice place, a regular place. Yeah, just in my neighborhood, I couldn't find it. But I did get my hands on some ginger bitters. Now, it's going to be a different taste. I might do that for my, I don't know. I think I'm going to do it without. I think I'm going to do it without first. I just got ginger bitters.
Sounds good.
The guy said, yeah, this might work. Maybe I should just do Angostura bitters. Something.
I don't know, Jeff. When we tasted this rhubarb bitters, it wasn't very Angostura. It was kind of sour. It's and fruit. Fruity and bright.
Sour fruit.
Yeah. I maybe just hold the bitters, Mike, or use the ginger, whatever you want to do. But I don't think that Angostura really does
it. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you'll figure something out. Knowing you, you'll figure something
I'm
out.
I'm going to have to.
Sometimes in life, you got to improvise, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yes, and can we go make these drinks?
Oh, don't do that yes and joke.
Sorry.
Fuck. You know, there's a lot of improvisers out there that would not appreciate that. I can handle
it. Oh, yeah?
It.
What about Rob Riggle?
What would he have to say?
He'd say, you're done. Yeah.
Guys, what kind of, it says rocks glass, but this is for a gigantic drink.
It's fucking huge.
I'm going to put in a
pint
glass.
This is clearly the first recipe that Cosmo has posted in a long time, because I'm noticing a lot of missteps, no mention of straining. How are we going to put all that in a rocks glass?
Hey, there's no IBA.
I'm going to do it in a rocks glass, but I'm just going to keep this, you know, pour what fills up a rocks glass, and then my subsequent drinks will just be out of the shaker.
I might use a fucking
martini glass.
No, what's the hurricane glass?
Oh, that could be fun.
A big boy.
It comes the story of the hurricane glass.
All right, you want to go do it?
Yes.
Folks, we'll be right back after this.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and I just got to tell someone this, I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me. I've been to therapy. I'm the therapy guy. I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what? My two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis. it's weighing me down. What am I going to do? That, of course, is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
And we're back. Lavender hazes in hand. Let's see them.
Oh, beautiful, Jeff, in that. Oh, Mike, too. We're looking good.
We're looking good here. Yours is darker than mine.
Mine's fucking huge. Jeff's is really huge. You're filling up a whole hurricane lantern.
I didn't need to add too much tonic.
Yeah, it didn't seem like
I scooped some ice out to make room so I could get some tonic.
I have the rest of my shaker in my freezer right now. I didn't want to make a huge glass.
Nice. Sips?
Yeah.
Sips.
I will say when I poured it into my glass, it was a nice haze effect.
Lavender?
Ooh. You know, it looks pearlescent.
Sips.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
Taylor, you've done it again.
Boy, you don't taste any of that five shots of alcohol or whatever.
I'm a little confused at how this thing got this sweet. Is Falernum that sweet? I guess so.
Yeah, must be. Also, the tonic's got some sweet, too.
Yeah, did you try the tonic on its own?
It's delicious, really, yeah.
Herbal essences.
Still, though, I was like, Empress Gin, I tasted it, and it's just gin. It doesn't taste purple or anything. So we're getting all this. We didn't have any simple syrup or anything, so it's really a little bit of from the tonic and a lot from the Falernum. But, man, this, it was hard to fit in the glass, so I don't know if I added the appropriate amount of tonic water.
You did.
It's very sweet and it's very boozy. It's a lot of everything, but you know, if you're going to the concession stand, you want to get one drink to last you all night.
Yes. Imagine me front row at the Taylor concert with basically a giant fucking bramble in my hand. I couldn't be happier.
Hell yeah.
You drink that one thing for 4 hours.
I'll tell you what. It's also, this is going to get us tanked, and that's really fun when you're at a concert, and I'll probably have one when I go.
You can never tell.
When I go to the show in August, but also right now, I'm just like, think about the meaning that we just learned from Mad Men and from like at Lavender Haze. Like, there's a lot going on in the aftertaste of this drink. It's very floral, and I'm breathing, and I'm like, yeah, there's the weird Falernum, and there's the rhubarb bitters, and there's elderflower.
And also, there's
like,
the gin. There's the steam
gin
coming off the alcohol.
There really is. But I do feel like there's, like, a mist around me and my breath, and, like, I do feel like that haze.
You look beautiful.
Early. Do I have that feeling like I just fell in love and no one has ruined it for me yet?
Yeah.
Rosy-cheeked.
Yeah.
No haters for Miles.
And I see behind you there, Tim, on your desk, you just have a brand new copy of Heathcliff's Collected Cartoons. Is that what you're in love with?
What are you talking about? I don't have shit. You're full of shit.
Oh, I'm just being silly. I'm a few sips deep and I'm getting a little loose.
Already?
I don't care.
Hey, how about this? Garfield. Shit. Orange cat with an old-timey name, James Garfield, president. Heathcliff, orange cat with an old-timey name from, like, Jane Austen. But both orange cats, and they both have old names.
I bet there could be a lawsuit to look into in the record books there to see if
exactly
they ever went head-to-head.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I have a legal stance to sue myself, like to me get involved, but
no, I wouldn't get involved. I would just look at it.
It could be a class action suit for everyone who enjoys the work of those cats.
I'm guessing this suit has already happened.
No. If there was going to be a suit, it would have happened already. So here's what we
on
did.
On suits.
We debut the new Sloppy Boys mascot, Coolidge, the orange cat. Everyone loves Coolidge.
Everyone loves Coolidge, the orange cat.
It's cool because cool is right in there.
But he doesn't have stripes.
This cat might look a little like Chester Cheetah.
Oh, wait a minute. His name is Chester.
Yeah.
Hey, orange cat. Orange timey name.
Orange cats have old names.
Okay, wait a second though. Chester A. Arthur was a president. James Garfield was a president. If only there had been a president named Heathcliff, then this would be such a good thing.
I bet there was somebody trying to be president named Heathcliff.
There's definitely.
What if we just do a Mandela effect type thing where we just announce that? We just say, like, isn't it crazy the three orange cats have three president names and Mandela effect?
There's got to be more orange cats, too. Damn it.
Yeah, I've never seen an orange cat named Jaden.
Right.
The name's too new.
The name's too new, you see? Yeah, we don't have any Jadens as presidents yet.
Yep.
Damn.
We got a dick. No, do we?
Come on.
Richard Nixon, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I would say Joe Biden is a dick as well. Let's go, Brandon, baby!
Oh, no.
Shit. No, Tim, you can't do that. Because all our new Taylor Swift fans who are listening right now are like, what? Who?
Yeah.
What did I sign on to? I love this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stop listening. I get all my dirt talk from here, so I got to keep listening.
Their thumb is shaking over the pause button. They can't press it.
I can't stop this wonderful podcast of idiots.
No matter how much I hate it, it makes me so sad in my life.
I want to get a Coolidge t-shirt if they would only make them.
The snarky, solid orange yellow cat.
You know, it'd be funny. Like, Coolidge is sort of standing there cool with his arms crossed on the t-shirt and his bubble says, what's it to you? Something snarky like that.
That's his attitude.
Yeah, what's it to you? Leave me alone.
What's it to me? What's it to you?
Did you guys know that Sonic was created as a counterpoint to Mario?
Yeah. I mean, I just
assumed. Did you know that?
I didn't have to learn it. I just knew it.
And they said, Mario was created to be welcoming. And they said, oh, yeah? Well, Sonic's created to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that worked. He was cool.
And
then Knuckles was a badass.
Yeah, who? Knuckles made Sonic look like Mario.
Wait, is it Miles or Tails? Tails.
Tails, but his name is Miles. Miles.
His
Tails.
Name is Miles, but his nickname is Tails.
Oh,
well, yeah. Do you think that Tails? I think the Tails was created as a counterpoint to Luigi first, before the Sonic Mario thing, and then they worked their way backwards. They said, "Who's gonna be the main guys? Though we got the side guys."
Then who's the Toad?
Yeah, who's Toad?
Oh God.
Well, we know he's 32, so let's build his characteristics backwards from that.
Okay, he's 32. He lives with his friends.
To clarify for the Swifties who just tuned in and fell in love with us.
Yes.
Yeah. We looked up Toad and he's 32.
Canonically.
Toad's age is 32. I guess it never changed.
Look it up yourself. Google it. You don't believe me?
He doesn't
age. You love Googling your precious Taylor lyrics. Try Googling this for once.
Try Googling our lyrics.
Oh, you know what? You know what I should find? I have them right here.
Yes.
I have them. I have them right here.
Mock-ups for Coolidge designs?
Oh, no. I forgot. You know that because there was a Taylor song that was, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling Toad is 32.
Oh!
But that was a Booze News theme, not a mashup, so I can't play it. Maybe we'll play it at the end. Let's play it at the end.
Wait, you made this?
No. Remember, this was an old episode where somebody sent in a Taylor.
I don't know about you, but Toad is 32? That's so funny.
Yeah. You don't remember this?
I don't remember that either.
I was drunk.
Okay, we're playing it at the end of the episode. That was a really good Booze News, whoever sent that in.
I think I didn't realize it was Taylor Swift if I did hear it.
Yes.
Swifty.
Oh, by the way, on the blowout this week, we're talking about our favorite Taylor Swift songs.
Of which there are a ton. She's been around for a long time. It's crazy. Yeah.
I'll say this, Timmy, it's worth mentioning on the main. I just started listening to Midnights lately because you mentioned it and we're doing this drink.
Yeah, man.
It's great.
So good.
That's my shit.
You doing the deluxe edition? You going all the way to...
I started with the standard. I'll get to the deluxe.
Is that her latest, Midnights?
Yeah, and it's like, it's more poppy, which is kind of my version of Taylor.
Sure.
Taylor Jefferson's version.
You redo all her songs.
But that one's Jack Antonoff, as opposed to 1989 is Max Martin.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, 1989 is a classic, and that's my shit. But I will also admit that I'm getting drunk off this drink. Are you guys?
Yeah, look how far I've gotten. I've gotten an inch down.
It's really refreshing, too.
The hurricane glass.
I meant to say bigger than the whole sky, and I said bigger than the big sky. And I'm realizing I didn't stir it or maybe drink from the top. I was drinking from the bottom, and I got all the gin first, and I'm getting
hit.
I feel very pink-cheeked and sweaty in a euphoric way. Like when you first fall in love, it's intoxicating.
Tim, you're glowing.
Tim, you're in great. The lavender haze, man.
This guy can't get out of love. This drink tastes really good, and it's just, it makes you refreshed.
Yeah, and it also turns you on.
And I'm also kind of like thinking like, oh, this kind of looks like the grape Gatorade I like. So maybe I'm thinking that too.
Arctic Freeze?
If this was brown, I'd be like, yeah, Arctic Freeze is my fave. If this was brown, I'd be like, maybe I'm not loving this as much.
Hold on.
But it's a color of a drink I like. Frost, maybe. Purple Frost.
Purple Frost? Purple Gatorade. What's it called? Arctic Freeze is blue.
Oh.
What's the one on?
Purple Freeze.
Oh, Riptide Rush?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't even look at the label. I just say, it's light purple. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take that drink.
Fierce Grape.
You know what I've never had? I don't think what's 50 Cent's company?
Vitamin Water.
I don't know if I've ever had a vitamin.
You haven't had Power Triple X?
Tig's favorite drink is pomegranate.
I know. I haven't had
it. Your niece.
I know. I always feel like the vitamin water, the look of it is just like, some sort of medical drink or something. The label looks too medical for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's why 50 Cent's rich, by the way. Vitamin water.
Right.
That's
right.
His big thing.
What about in the club bottle of bub?
Yeah, that's pretty good too. Bow, 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 bow. You know what? We should write a birthday song. Because that's not a birthday song, but it does start off with, hey, shorty, it's your birthday.
And, right, you got to write a song that has another thing.
It has a little thing to it.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to write a song that they would play in every stadium across the world.
Oh, I got one for you.
Yeah, but this burr, 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 burr.
Yeah.
Why are they, if we need to write riffs, what about burr?
Or hey, we just flipped that last one so it goes.
It almost sounded like it was getting to the Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I like when the note isn't necessarily ascending, but the volume is.
I can see a crowd of European soccer fans going, and their team capturing soccer's win. A goal.
Soccer's ultimate move. The goal.
kick into the goal.
The kick of the cleat and the ball in the net.
Mm-hmm.
The boots on the pitch.
It's the ultimate move.
The ball spinning and being slowed only by the thin nylon of the net.
Hey, make all the passes you want.
Yeah.
You're still going to get topped by the goal.
Yeah. Yes. You can have the best pass in the world. A better play is a goal.
And don't forget the shin guard. Ouch.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the sound of just putting them on. Imagine getting hit with them.
You're going to need that shin guard when it comes time for slide tackle. Ouch.
Yeah, there's a guy sliding right off the field out of the stadium. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Oh, man. That's
Coach, I'm hitting the showers.
What's the very end? episode one, season three, I Think You Should Leave, which sketch ends with, wow. There's like a freeze.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The such, I just, we've all watched season three. The endings of those are all so funny. They're every so time good. It's.
You know, even when they don't even like have some crazy funny thing like that, then they just get out. They just like, they never overstay their welcome. They're just gone. Mm-hmm. That like,
and that music pops in. That's so fun.
Yeah. They just go.
Best of all for those. Like, yeah. You know, they really tightened up like how we're going to get out of each and every one of these.
The Patty Harrison Rat Queen sketch is like, we're out. And then the Connor O'Malley, when like Tim is like scrolling Connor's Tasty Time video sketches and just the credits roll, they're just like, I don't know, we gotta go.
Yeah. Well, it's also, it's like, so it did exactly what it was supposed to do, make us laugh, and it was great. And what else? Who cares?
I went the night that dropped, I told you guys this, but I'll tell our pod listeners.
Oh.
I'm a huge fan of I Think You Should Leave. I was very excited for the day it came out. I wanted to watch at midnight. And I came home from a barbecue because it was Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And I had eaten three burgers, two hot dogs.
Oh, full house.
Kind of. That's like a royal straight flush, though. Because when we lived at the Oakwood Apartments.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
We used to get a full house and it was three hot dogs, two burgers. So mine was burgers over dogs.
Burgers over dogs.
But
ooh, that sounds pretty good.
On Memorial Day,
burgers over dogs. Read them and weep.
I had a full house burgers over dogs, two spaghettis, and a Pabst, ooh, like a THC Pabst. Have you had a seltzer?
Timmy, those are great, aren't they?
Well, if you're me, it's a good thing to drink if you want to fall silent at a barbecue and not talk to the people who are hosting you.
Yeah.
But they're good. They're very good. You just have to know your limits because it's got like 10 milligrams of THC and then 5 milligrams of something called THCV, which kicks in a little faster because, you know, edibles take so long to kick in.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So they put this thing that will work a little quicker and then burn off a little quicker to bridge the gap. But
Tim, I did hear tales of your monk-like calm.
Yeah. So I got home. I'm sitting on my couch, gray. And I'm looking at the clock and I said, it's 7:30 PM and I want to watch I Think You Should Leave at midnight on the dot because I love Tim Robinson so much. I can't allow anyone on earth to see this show before me.
Sure. Also 7:30 PM, maybe the worst time to be drunk and too full.
Yes. So full, holding my stomach.
Yeah, you're not coming back from anything.
I'm going, my stomach. And I said, I was like, I can't believe it's 7:30. I have nothing to do. What am I going to do till midnight? And I like had the thought, like, I wish I could time warp to midnight, but what am I going to do? And God heard my prayer. And at 7:30, I fell asleep and had one of those dreamless instant sleeps where bzzzt, opened my eyes and it was 2 a.m. And I was like, God, hey, nice. I did it. I did it. I slept from 7:30 to 2 a.m. And then I put on I Think You Should Leave and I watched the whole thing. Laughed my ass off in the middle of the night like a dorkus by myself. So fucking funny.
So funny. And watching it like this hasn't happened to me in years. Like pausing stuff to like laugh and calm down so I can continue.
Yeah. Also, that's like such a strong COVID lockdown feeling of laughing my ass off by myself in my living room.
Yeah.
You're like, everything's fine.
it's a sign of a good show because normally it helps to watch with people. But when you're sitting alone and laughing out loud, you know that like, well, that's undeniably great.
I know. I like to watch. Boy. I watch it by myself and then I've watched it a bunch now with other people and I like watching their reaction. Like I'm a wise old guru who's like, yes, you will like this next sketch. But
every sketch is funny. Like every
thing
hits.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's so
good. But that thing of pausing to laugh, I backed it up so many times in the first episode, that doggy door sketch. The last like three lines are so what he was like.
Yes.
He has the thing about his wife went flipped by a swing dancer, and then he's sad because for 50 seconds he thought there was monsters
on the world.
But then, like a picture in picture over shoulder shot of himself pops up over his shoulder to say, we really know very little. And he, and then after that, he says, for 50 seconds, I thought there were monsters on the world. And it's like, oh my. It's like the three funniest lines I've ever heard in a row all on top of each other. And I had to back it up and back it up. It's so fucking funny.
Oh my God. Honestly, the first episode, too, coming right out the gate with the fake water splash.
Oh, yeah.
The first sketch in the first episode, right? Oh, my God.
The first one is on my phone. I the pundit who goes on his phone.
Yeah.
The second sketch is, we know that guy too, Bardia, right? He's funny as hell.
He's great.
When they're doing the splashes. Hey, look at this. Guys, look at the haze in the drink. I didn't really realize how it's not just lavender, but it's lavender haze.
Well, that's hazy. That's for because of the lemon.
Yes. Ooh, look at that.
Oh shit, I'm dripping on my laptop.
Oh boy, condensation.
Keep that dry.
Condensation, Jeffy. Gotta watch out.
Now look, we've had a great time discussing this drink and Tim Robinson and Taylor and all that stuff. Would you change anything about this contender for perhaps drink of the summer?
I would put the rhubarb bitters in. I'm missing that, but this is so good.
They're coming through. I'll tell you what.
Three dashes in that whole thing, though. I did three pretty big dashes because I wanted to taste it.
You're a dash master.
It smells like, do you remember slush puppies? Like possibly the shittiest version of a slushie?
Yeah.
It smells like that to me.
Interesting. The rhubarb does?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's weirdly like sweet, sour, fakey fruit.
Is rhubarb, does it kind of look like celery? Like it takes that shape?
Mike, I couldn't tell you.
I can't tell me either.
It does. Yes, it is that. Yeah.
It's a root vegetable.
When you eat a strawberry rhubarb pie, you can sometimes get a little look at some cubes of it.
So wait, is this the purple celery?
That's chard.
That's
Swiss chard.
Oh my God, I don't know shit about
rhubarb. That I see. I think the only thing I would change is a bigger cup because I want to put more ice so it can get meltier. And I want to put more tonic water to chill it out a bit because it's pretty intense.
See, I don't feel like it is too intense. Maybe it's because I added more of the elderflower tonic than you guys did.
But I have I'm using a pint glass. The fuck?
Here's what I would change. I wish I had paid $30 for this at a Taylor Swift concert, front row.
Tim, can you? We can bleep it. Can you tell us how much you paid for your Taylor Swift ticket at SoFi?
We're not bleeping it.
$400, two tickets, $800 probably.
This
is ultimate nosebleeds, back row, top
deck. Wow.
Damn.
That reminds me, you're asking me about the show in August at SoFi, but I did go to the one at MetLife.
You did.
It's corporate ass venues.
You were here on the East Coast, and I didn't even know that. It was just last weekend, I think.
I just wanted to slip in and out. I flew into New York. I didn't want to bother you.
I get you.
But I actually had a kind of an interesting experience. I didn't want to change the topic, but did you guys want to hear about it?
Sure.
Sure.
So,
I mean, we were going to go to break, but I mean, if you got something to say, it's your pod, it's your platform.
We'll go to break and we'll make our changes. But real fast, I want to share with you that I'm at this Taylor Swift Eras Tour show, and I'm hearing all my favorite songs. Now we got Bad Blood, you know. Now you got a blank space. You know? loving all the songs. But I get a little bit thirsty and parched and I wanted a drink. So I go down. Yeah. To the concessions, you know, and I'm thinking, what am I going to get?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, maybe the lavender haze you could try.
Well, it's funny you mention that because I looked at the sign.
Yeah.
And I saw two drinks that were for sale. One was the Bad Blood Sangria. And I said, I don't want that. I love sangria. I had it recently on the pod, but I don't want that. Then there was this other drink.
We heard booze news. Yeah,
we heard.
So there was this other drink other than the Bad Blood Sangria. There was another drink. And I was like, I'll get that one. Right.
Right.
Yeah. This other drink.
So the other drink, I'm waiting in line. My moment comes. And you know, if you wait in a long stadium line, when they finally, it's your turn, you can get a little flustered. It's time to order.
Yeah. Because you make the decision and then you get all that time and it's like, wait, fuck, I made the decision.
What if you forget? What if you get stressed out?
So, you know, the person at the concession lady is like, what can I get you? And I froze. A deer in the headlights.
Right. And they got to turn them around, too, so the pressure is on.
Exactly. Yeah. People are lining up behind me. Hey, we're waiting here, you know?
Hurry up. What is up?
Oh, you know me from the pod? Yeah, and we don't like the pod. Oh.
Hey.
Just keep it to yourself. Okay.
That's your typical Swifty. Hey, hurry up.
They've got a gravelly voice. They know about the Sloppy Boys podcast.
Yeah. I want to make it back in time for Anti-Hero.
Well, you've heard that song a million times.
They're
on the radio.
Ashing a big cigar out on your foot.
It's the only one I know.
It's the only one I know. It's the only one. Enough about the Gex. But enough. On a serious note.
Enough.
Back to, so I'm blanking and the concession lady's like, what do you want? And I was like, well, I'm blank spacing. I'm saying, I want the new hot drink that everyone's talking about on Twitter and TikTok and everything. And it's a light purple drink. And she's like, yeah.
For even a moment, do you think the lady was like, he wants me to heat up some Frost Gatorade?
Yes, she turned to the other person.
Yeah, because he wants the hot drink.
The hot.
So that's why she would say that, yeah.
So she started to do that, and I told her to put away the hot plate.
The Bunsen burner.
And she's like, well, what is it? What if not
put
this,
away the complicated tubes and valves.
Well, that took some time.
Okay, we won't heat it up.
She put it all away, and she's like, if not that, then what do you want? And I go, well, it's a drink. And I think it's like named after a song, but it's like a light purple. Yeah.
And again, let's go from back over your shoulder.
Yeah, it's taking a while.
Come on. I'm not feeling 22. Anyway.
I'm with you. Anyway.
I was like, I wish I could just think of the name of this drink song type situation. And
think of it. Oh, my gosh.
Just then, I get a tap on the shoulder. Thup, tup, tup.
That's the tap?
I turn around. Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
I shit
you're kidding
you not.
Me. What is she?
I
what the hell?
I shit you not.
She probably had a costume change, took that time to jump out to the concessions?
You're exactly right. It was during one of her costume changes.
And Hanford, a lot of times these big stadium shows, they're so dialed in that you might even see a body double on stage for a moment when the real artist has something else to do.
Right. That's why they build in those moments.
Tim was dealing with the real or fake Taylor. Go ahead, Tim. Maybe you'll
see this with Melania Trump and you'll see this with Taylor.
Yeah.
I think on stage in this moment, I think they had like Jack Antonoff was doing the robot and everyone was clapping. So she had kind of like a couple of minutes.
Jack.
Jack, you're going to have to do your beatboxing robot for a second. I need to go to concessions.
So she goes,
all right, Swifty.
I was like, Taylor. I turned to her. Taylor, I love your directing. And I love
Taylor
all your
like, was Taylor like, you talking to me? You're like, no, not you.
No, that didn't. That you're talking wasn't, to me. Would have been funny.
That
sure.
didn't happen?
I mean, that I would love it. But it was Taylor Swift. And I was like, lady, I love all your songs and all your everything. But... And I heard you, there's this drink. I'm trying to remember it. It's kind of a light purple foggy type of thing. And I think that it's based on one of your songs or something. And she sort of, you know, she can get kind of a knowing smile.
This story is about the length of an Eras Tour show.
Well, here's what happened.
Tim, I know the knowing smile.
Knowing smile. She goes, oh, you're talking about a certain... light purple foggy drink based on one of my songs.
Still not saying it though. Yeah.
Well, she takes out a guitar and she says to she says, well, I think this song might jog your memory. And I go, oh, a song. I think it is based on a song. She's like, yeah, it's based on a song. And she says, well, listen to this.
And there's no more dragging out. She does it. She plays the
song. I take out my phone and I hit record. And she yes.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Lavender haze. 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 And it's all purple. Purpy, whirpy, whirple. And it's got falernum. And keep in mind, it's named after one of my songs. And the bitters are rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. The gin is all purple, purple, purple. I'm not gonna shake, 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 shake it. Stir the drink, stir the drink. And you really should listen, listen, listen to my song about it, about it, about it. And you know it's called, 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 called Lavender Haze. But you do shake it. You do, Taylor. We learned that you do.
You didn't do that. Yeah. You know, this just, that's very interesting, Tim. And that's so cool that you got one of the biggest pop stars in the world ever to, got a little private concert.
You sort of do a side concert at the concert.
Right. This does completely fulfill my theory that I always knew that Taylor used some type of voice modification.
Right, because this was the raw, unfiltered, no auto-tune.
Yeah, and right. She sounds not like she sounds on her albums or in her concerts.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a real human being, Mike.
Yeah, that's true.
She's been through a lot. She went through a breakup, you know?
Yeah, and she's starting to sound more like a some sort of cookie monster.
Kind of a raspy Greek vibe to her, if you ask me. I don't really know. That's kind of all about.
Sort of a middle-aged man falls asleep on the couch, 7:30 p.m.
I guess what I'm getting is I kind of thought that she would sing a different song. If you wanted to remind someone of a certain song, you would think that she might sing that other song.
Any time...
Sure.
Anytime one of us brings up these stories with recordings that we may or may not have, I can never tell if it's helpful or not helping to ask a lot of questions.
Helps. Very much helps, yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm drunk off this drink. I got the 5 ounces of gin in my first slurp, I guess.
My man. Yep.
All right. Man. Well, hey, I'm not going to go make a second round, but we do need to take a break.
I'm going to put a scoop of ice into this drink. That's what I'm going to do.
Smart. Freshen it up.
I'm going to fill up my glass again.
Okay, great. And folks, open up your ears and your wallets and make way for this train of ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
back with our final thoughts on the Lavender Haze.
When I got my second round, I just tasted a little of that lavender or that elderflower tonic. Mm-hmm. That's where the sweet's coming from. That's
yeah, I think so. I got some right here.
I never put my ginger bitters in. Damn, I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah, it's a little sweet.
I think mine is an order again. Yes, for sure. I will get this at a bar this summer if they're doing it at bar.
Yeah, I would too.
All right, I'm going to get my ginger bitters. You guys go ahead.
Sure. I would say I'm going to make this again probably in my apartment because I have that purple gin. You know?
Damn.
If you got the purple gin, you might as well do it.
Your house guests are going to be very lucky this summer. They got the J-Man mixing up Lavender Haze lemonades.
Well, it's funny to make what is going to be... This is a $30 stadium drink.
We don't know the actual price, but I can't imagine that it's not like 28 bucks. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I get to make it for the low, low price of... This drink probably cost me $9 to make.
Yeah. That's a lot for it being in your house. I got to say... I love it. Order again. Hot drink. And I would say, honestly, like truly delicious and contender for drink of the summer. But
it's a little too weird.
There's so many ingredients.
Yeah, it's a little too weird.
I would just say, folks, if you're a slophead and you're listening and you're like, I'm not going to get Falernum or rhubarb bitters. I think that this could catch on as just like Empress gin and elderflower tonic water. It's a gin and tonic.
Yeah.
And it's just the and Taylor lemon, Swift gin and tonic.
Wasn't there an easier way to make it?
Yeah, Cosmo listed another recipe, but it was weirder. And it also had you making lavender syrup, which is...
No. Here's the thing. Is weird. This is a take on a gin and tonic, is it not? So just it make it a gin and tonic. When you make a gin and tonic, yeah, sure, you have a lemon wedge in there, but you don't always squeeze it in. I think Empress gin, elderflower tonic water, a lemon wedge. That's the drink that people could actually feasibly make. Nobody's buying Falernum or rhubarb bitters. Sorry, Taylor.
Sure. So wait, why does this have such a berry vibe to me? And I compare it to the Bramble, which was the drink of the spring for me.
I don't know. It's a combination of everything, I think, because there's no berry.
Ton Falernum of gin, ton sweetest. Of lemon. Yeah.
This ginger bitter is just adding just a little bit of a little tiny kick. Bite. You barely even taste it, but it's just a little pinch on the side of your tongue.
By the way, my round two, I just added fresh cubes and a little bit more tonic water to fill it out. Just to ride through the blowout.
Yeah. This is a very good drink.
It needs the cubes. It's got to be a big icy drink. Like a gin and tonic should be very icy.
I had never heard of Empress. Have you guys?
Nope.
Is it new? I wonder if it's new.
No, it's 1908.
Oh, of course.
But is that another fake year? You know, we come across a lot of fake like Hendrix. Years.
Hendrix, they put the gin bottle says established, but they're talking, that's when Hendrix was established. They didn't start making gin till like 2004 or something.
And I bet I bet you Remy Martin isn't even 1738.
Quite possible. You guys ever listen to Remy Wolf?
Mm-mm. Huh? Oh, no. I like Remy Wolf. Sexy Villain. That song's great.
Yeah, I love Remy Wolf.
She's another sort of DIY pop tour like Dutz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dutz.
And she's from LA, too. I think she went to USC.
Tim, I seen her at Tabula Rasa.
No shit.
Yep.
That's cool.
Tell her I like the song Michael and the song Prescription.
Yeah, Prescription.
Yeah, I like the song Prescription, too. All right, you know what that means, folks.
Folks, and all the new listeners out there.
All the Swifties, welcome aboard.
All the Swifties, welcome aboard, Swift Nation.
Yeah, Swifties.
Swift Nation, Slop Nation collab?
Swifties, people on the Sloppy Boys Discord, welcome the Swifties when they get to the Discord.
Yeah, and let them finish. I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, Tim.
Topical.
Oh, I can't be completely funny?
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And hey, if you can't get enough boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Tune in, turn on, drop out.
Yeah, drop out of society and make your whole life about the pod. Mm-hmm. If you don't get it, we'll just spell it out for you. We're a band with an album coming out, cool singles. We have podcasts where we talk about cocktails. Then we have this extra bonus podcast where we talk about dope shit. It's a whole groovement. Get into it or get out.
It is a groovement.
And don't forget the bonus questions for Lennon.
Oh,
you think I would forget that?
Mike Mitchell this week.
We got Mike Mitchell on there. Very funny.
Woo.
Ooh, can I plug something too?
Plug it, baby.
Chicago. I will be in Chicago at the Lincoln Lodge.
Okay,
that's right.
Come on.
I will be at the Lincoln Lodge performing my brand of stand-up comedy. I'm headlining, so I'll probably do like 45 minutes, maybe an hour.
And you're sort of doing like an absurd Dadaism thing, right?
Nope, I'm doing stand-up comedy. It's very fun, very funny. Don't listen to what Jeff's talking about. I don't know. If that throws you, disregard it. Come to the show.
It's that weird shit you love to do.
It's at the Lincoln Lodge on July 28th and 29th. Go to their website and find tickets. And one of the shows, I think the first show, is selling pretty well. So get tickets before they are gone.
So, Mike, you're playing the Lincoln Lodge. Mm-hmm. And over here, I'm playing with Lincoln Logs.
That's right. Jeff, I wish you were on tour with me. This is the type of humor you can expect in sets outside of mine.
I'm building a small fucking cabin over here.
What am I going to have my fucking Han Solo figure live in that?
With a troll?
Yeah, what am I going to have? A stage Chewie out front chopping some blocks? For firewood.
Oh.
More for Han because... He doesn't, you know...
He doesn't have the body Chewy's, hair, you
Chewy's
see?
Furry, you know that. You see Chewy.
Come on, Tim, get into it.
Yeah, what are you doing? All of a sudden you're not... Hey! There he
goes. There he is.
Oh, I thought he lost his Star Wars flair.
No, he loves that geek shit.
I love it. I mean, right. I really think that Mace Windu is a great character.
Because I'm a geek. All right, Radiohead.
And I'm a Greedo.
All right, Greedo.
What the hell right. am I flying here? Millennium Falcon. Okay.
Are you guys drunk? I don't know how I'm going to record the Patreon.
I must be feeling a little something because of that that parody song I just did.
Now Mike's scaring the Swifties with all that geek shit.
No. Swifties. We'll see you at our shows.
Yeah. All right, folks. Good episode this week.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you next week for an even better one. How about that? Ooh. We're promising now. We're committing to it now. Next week's episode, even better than this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They get better and better.
I hope it rocks.
Bye.
Bye, Swifties.
Toad is 32.
I love geek shit. I tried to tell you guys this.
Toad 32.
It's those mushroom-headed bitches.